Okay, good morning, all. We are up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Ches of Tainus over here, Chapter 2, Mishnah 8. And the next few Mishnahs are going to be dealing with when one is not allowed to fast. We've been speaking a lot about when we do fast, in particular for the decrees of fast that are made for rain. But when is a person not allowed to fast at all? Says the Mishnah, Mishnah Ches, Kol HaKasuf B'Megillas Tainus, D'lo L'Mespad, any date that is recorded in Megillas Tainus as a festival, as a certain kind of holiday that was basically set up because we were celebrating some sort of a minor miracle or something like that. So any holiday that's set up when a person should not be eulogizing someone who passed away, or a person should not be fasting. So the fun of Asur, it's prohibited to fast the day before Liachrav Mutar, but to fast the day after is totally permissible. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, the fun of Liachrav Asur, whether it's before or after that holiday, you cannot fast before or after it. Delo lehisana v'hon. If something is recorded in Megillas Tainus as a day when a person cannot fast, but you are allowed to give eulogies on that day, so lefanav leachrav mutar, whether it's before or after that day, a person is allowed to fast. And Rabbi Yossi says lefanav asur leachrav mutar. Before it is forbidden to fast, but on the day after it is permitted to fast. Mishnah Tes now gives a series of other decrees as to when we actually start the fast. So says the Mishnah, Ein gozrin ta'anis al hatzibor batchila b'chamishi. When we have the first set of three fasts that we know that we've been speaking about are decreed, so we never start those fasts beginning on a Thursday. We always start them at beginning on a Monday, no matter what. Shelo l'hafkia hash'arim, because we don't want to sort of disrupt the market prices. There's a concern that if we start the fast on a Thursday, then the shopmen, the people who own the grocery stores, they're going to not be sure why people are buying so much food, right? People are going to be buying a lot of food on a Thursday for their breakfast and for Shabbos, and so everyone's going to be buying so much food, the shopkeepers are going to think, oh, maybe they're buying food because there's like a food shortage, and then they're going to raise their prices. So therefore, we say we can't start the fast on a Thursday because no one's going to realize that it's definitely a fast, and people might decide to raise their prices. So we always start on a Monday. Right, so the first set of three fasts will always be in the order of a Monday, Thursday, and a Monday. But the second series of fasts, and seemingly also the third series of fasts as well, maybe. Let's just assume right now that it's just the second series of three fasts. Those are allowed to start on a Thursday, Monday, Thursday, because at that point, when it's the second set of three, the shopkeepers are already going to realize that it's a fast that's happening and not because there's a shortage of food. Finally, Rabbi Yossi says, "Kishem she'in harishonos b'chamishi kach lo shnios v'lo achronos." So this is the first series of three can't start on a Thursday, and it shouldn't be a Thursday, Monday, Thursday. So too, the second set of three also should not start on a Thursday, so that it's a Thursday, Monday, Thursday, because there's a small interlude in between these set of three, and the shopkeepers might get confused, and in that situation, again, they might raise the prices because they think there's a food shortage. So we say that both sets of three should always start on a Monday, so it should be Monday, Thursday, Monday, and that brings us to the end of Mishnah Tes. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Yud. For now, we'll stop right here. Have a great day, everybody.